Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I will rudely but cautiously lift the shroud.
All right.
Why not?
Rudely but cautiously. That's like a good description.
You like yank it off as you run away.
Pardon the intrusion.
Or you do lift it very delicately and you ask really nicely, but you fart the whole time. Your choice.
A or B. Yes, it's a multiple choice, Regis.
It can be some combination of the two. Run away farting. And you don't lift the shroud.
I was going to say, he did eat that turnip and rabbit stew. Maybe the meat disagreed
with
him.
No, what, now you know why Batwhack is a vegetarian.
You'll lift the shroud and vomit on the figure.
All right.
I'm just going to lift the shroud.
All right. Beneath the shroud lies some sort of creature made of stitched together body parts.
Oh.
Not again.
You all can catch a glimpse of this from your various points, unless you're completely not interested. Which is all of you.
We have that option.
It looks cruder, definitely cruder than Vasilka, and maybe even cruder than the large golem you defeated in the other wing. But the one thing I will note, or I guess multiple things, is that certain of the features catch your eye. You notice that the figure has very short legs, almost like a halfling. Hmm. It has a long brown beard, similar to that of a dwarf. It has a fine, fancy mustache, and the face.
Hey, was that mine?
And the face beneath is vaguely turtle-like, yet
so it's all of us.
Largely.
Woo! Oh my god, no!
You recognize all of the parts as parts of you and your party members.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Oh, how did he know that we were coming? How, guys? How?
Oh.
How could he see us?
That is freaky as fuck. What the fuck?
Would Cloven know? I'm trying to play a duet with him,
yeah,
so.
You're trying to bust out your vial. Well, that's why I can think about what he would do.
He farts more.
You're able to...
Yeah.
You're able to rosin up your bow, Rafina.
I'm rosinin'.
All right.
I'm tuning. Beep, 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 beep.
Is that tuning or are you playing?
I'm just warming up. Okay, I'm ready.
Alright, what are you gonna lead? What are you playing a song that I might know? What are you playing?
I don't know what you might know. Why don't we do some Anglican full circle change ring patterns?
Well, I only got the one bell here, and we're playing vial, so...
I meant on your vial. All right, fine, let's do some folk songs from... let's do a Barovian folk tune or two. I'll follow your lead.
All right. He starts playing, and it starts out as a rather simple tune, which you can easily keep up with. He kind of nods both of his heads as you're able to do so, and then he starts to increase the complexity a bit. He's very, very, very good. You can tell that immediately. He's, despite his physical limitations, he's extremely skilled, and he starts picking up the pace as well as, like I said, increasing the complexity of the tune. If you do want to keep up, I'll need you to make a performance roll.
Okay. 12 plus 1 is 2 is, I know the answer, is 13.
Don't help me.
I wasn't rolling for addition.
So you are able to keep up with him. He kind of looks a little bit surprised. And he's like, well, how, what do you think about this? And he's kind of hard to understand, actually.
Yeah.
It's very slurry.
Okay.
You all, without needing to roll an insight check, you all think he might be very, very drunk.
Oh, whoa, okay.
That, his voice and his, combined with the wine bottles strewn about.
And I'm starting to jig while I play. Just so you know.
All right. It gets more complex. And I need you to make another performance roll if you want to try to keep up.
Yep. Wow, Cloven, you're hot stuff. And I'm only
the first time he's ever heard that in his life.
You say that the small head sticks out its tongue, it's forked, and it goes.
Whoa.
Because it's hot.
Nice. Ah. Wow. He's got a sense of humor.
What'd you roll?
I got a 10 plus 1 is 11.
Okay. It starts getting a little bit out of hand. You don't really recognize the tune and following the lead. You're a skilled instrumentalist, but not being familiar, and he's picked up the pace even more, you start tripping over some notes. You're able to still kind of keep up, but there's obviously some slips that you're making.
And do I kind of give up and then pull out my triangle and just...
What would Rafina do? I don't know.
She'd be like, you don't need me. And she's going to stick it back into her terrarium and pull out the triangle and just go ding, ding.
Pippa stands up and tries to bat at the shiny triangle that you're ringing.
Oh, this is awesome.
He's like, yeah, should have figured you couldn't keep up with me.
Aww. Are you Bugs Bunny?
Jim Brewer.
It's more goat-like than,
than bunny-like. Of course.
It's more drunk goat-like. all right, Will.
Oh, what was I doing? Oh, I was going to knock on the door.
You're asleep.
I'm assuming I don't notice what's under the shroud.
I left that up to you. It would be, if you were looking that way, you would be able to...
Like, would I be able to tell that it's us? Or...
Maybe not from depending on how far you got.
Right.
So you knock on the door?
Yeah.
Okay. No response.
I politely wait. I mean, I don't know. I'm just waiting for the person to come to the door.
You see the half-formed head turn and look at you. And then the main head says, without looking at you, because he's playing pretty ferociously at this point.
Uh-huh.
He says, what are you waiting for? What are you knocking for? The door goes outside. Side.
The door goes outside?
I was going to say, didn't you say she's in the east wing?
Oh, is that what it was? Well, I wouldn't have fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's no window in it. It is... You wouldn't necessarily know, but you could probably assume that it leads to above the courtyard.
Why would a door go outside?
What else goes outside?
I'm confused. We're on the second level. Well,
we're in the loft.
Right.
If you recall, so...
I guess I don't understand. Will's not idiotic. He's not going to be knocking on a door that goes nowhere.
As people who actually are inhabiting that space, rather than us describing
right,
it,
sorry,
you would probably have a better sense. So, if you recall, this room above here, the room you're in, is the same dimension as the hall
right.
below.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay.
And the door that you just knocked on, or said you knocked on, is basically at the same point in the room that the door below is, which led out to the courtyard.
And there's nothing, like, jutting. I mean, I guess I didn't
Is there a balcony?
I guess I didn't ask if there was some kind of overhang from the outside. I'm not looking at a map.
You recall being outside in the courtyard. It is an open-air courtyard. But there are walls all around. You weren't looking specifically, but I will tell you, because why not? There are ramparts above.
I don't understand anything!
All right, let's paint a picture with my words, shall we?
No, just draw it.
That's what you've been doing.
We're in the courtyard.
I'm probably the only one that doesn't courtyard. Understand.
I'm with you.
There is a winged creature tethered to a post behind you, as well as a well with a weird spider creature in it. There's walls all around.
Yes.
They're 20 feet high curtain walls. To the back and right is the main gate heading outside, down the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Directly in front of you is the northwest wing of the abbey, which is basically just a 50 by 50 foot square tower.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of the... If I have to hear you say 50 by 50 again, I'm going to punch you right in the face. I swear to God, it doesn't help at all. I understand that the building is a 50 by 50 cube or whatever. I get it.
Rectangular prism.
Whatever, you dickhead. You fucking... I hate you so much.
Well, maybe it's... Yeah, no. Maybe it's 50 feet high? Where I don't know. Might be a cube. You might be right.
I open the door. Just okay, right, hold on. I fucking hold on, hold blast on.
I want everybody to be able
blast.
To imagine this. So you, the door God. In front of you is the you one that leaves...
You don't have to imagine. Somebody was very helpfully adding a picture to Google Chat.
Yes, yes. You gotta look
oh,
at it.
Really? Hey, guys. A little clarification here. At this point... Greg had shared an image in our Google chat. It was an M.C. Escher lithograph called Print Gallery. We'll include a link in the description and we'll put the image on Facebook in case you're curious because it was pretty funny and is probably an accurate representation of what was going on in my head as I tried to picture the room Eric was describing. Where the hell? Is it just a middle finger? I hope so. It looks like this, Will. Wait, what the Yes! Yeah!
That's Will.
That is me. Look at me in my fancy outfit.
I think that's a lady, but that's Will.
It's probably accurate, actually. All right, so...
Anyway.
There's Bathwack on the horse! Look, he's in the picture right there. He's on the horse!
Look! It's Rainbow Dash.
That's Irina looking at me across the way, because apparently she won't stop looking at me. Rafina is the boat. Because she's on the Bertano River.
Because that makes perfect sense.
She's on the Bertano River.
Now, aren't I sitting on that bench up there, or is that
oh,
Cloven?
Oh, that's Cloven. Oh, good idea. Let's see. Where's Lank? Is he a pile of three stones? I don't know what else there is.
Wait, is that a robot right in the middle?
A robot? Yeah, what is that?
It's Lank.
it's Lank the robot.
There's my secret identity.
Lank the robot.
I'm really a Terminator.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a door in the wall in front of you that you know leads into the Great Hall, right? Okay. That's where you walked in. You met the abbot in there, the room with the big long table, right?
Yes.
So
yes!
The downstairs.
So
room.
We're walking through that door.
Yes.
All right. You close it behind you. Now turn around to face it. Now above you, you tilt your head up. There is a ceiling above you where the loft is. But if you had X-ray vision, you could see through that floor, and right above where you're standing, Will would be standing in front of that other door.
Right. So why am I? Why
yeah,
is
but
there
where
a
does
door?
That door go?
Why is there a door that opens to nothing? That is what I keep fucking saying.
As I said,
it connects to the ceiling.
Hmm?
It connects
to the ceiling, then it loops back down around to the cellar.
What? You're just causing
As
problems.
I said before,
I'm gonna kick this goddamn
when I was
door.
Painting,
open right now!
I was
open
painting a picture
door!
With my words.
Oh my God.
That the courtyard, the top of the walls, there are ramparts up there. Do you know what a rampart is?
Nobody knows what a rampart is. That's just a made up word. The rampart's
so you're
red glare.
We're
going to
make you use
the
first 1,000 words. Most common words of the English
Oh,
language.
That would be fantastic. Yes.
it's sculptures. It's different art and then made of ramps. And you have to skateboard around up there.
I'm not going to laugh at your joke. I'm going to stare at you with an angry face.
You're smiling at it.
It's because I'm trying to look good for the podcast. If I smile, everyone will know that I'm gorgeous.
Hey, that's a tip they give you with talking on the phone to customers is
oh,
if you're smiling, they'll be able to tell that you're
they
smiling.
They would always be able to tell that I'm angry.
just constantly flipping off
right.
the phone.
I would be like, oh my God, I think this customer service representative is flipping me off all the time. That whole conversation.
Anyway, yes, there's basically a walkway at the top of the wall that circles the entire courtyard.
So
it's an overhang.
It's a rampart.
No, so, you can't use that word anymore.
It's a parapet.
Oh,
yeah.
You just made
it worse. Is there a difference between a parapet and a rampart?
Well, do you want to find out?
No, I want to open the fucking door and I want to kick the goat man in the head and I want to fly away. I cast fly, and I fly the fuck out of here. Goodbye!
All right, do. Will's gone.
Yep.
Do you open the door?
Yes, I don't know how to explain it, because, like, the past few actions I did were idiotic.
I think it's just a balcony. Let's just say it's a balcony.
Let's just assume that Will knows how doors and ceilings and walls work and knows that it wasn't a room, even though I thought it was a room. And I hate myself right now. I hate all of this. It's all staying in the podcast.
Great. Okay, you open the door.
God.
It's locked.
I set fire to the entire building.
You open the door. Beyond lies a balcony that surrounds the entire courtyard. It's shaped similarly to a rampart, but it is definitely a balcony.
It's even marked with a little plaque. This is a balcony, not a rampart.
Along the walls, you didn't notice this from below because the mists were too heavy, but you see figures lining the wall.
Oh, I go back inside.
As you're about to turn, you realize that they're scarecrows.
What?
Looking outward. They wear tattered chain shirts and carry spears with rusty heads.
Does it lead to another door, like, across the way or something? Can I see that?
If you look
that?
Across the courtyard, you see on the other side, you can see the other wing. It is a bit shrouded in mist, though it looks like you're kind of above the heaviest mist here. And you see two doors in the wall, distant.
All right, I turn back around and watch what other people are doing, and prepare myself to tell them that there are two doors over there. Oh!
All right, you turn around, and everybody looks shocked and aghast, and they're all staring at this figure lying on the table.
Everyone looks shocked and aghast, and I'm like, yeah, guys, don't lift the shroud of the dead experiment, guys. Come on.
I asked, does he have a crystal ball or something? And nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
Who has a crystal ball? Does she actually say that out loud? He'd be like, what are you talking about? Because he doesn't see the body.
Well,
sounds like something I'm not going to want to hear. Maybe just stop talking.
Are you sure?
What is it?
Wait, which part of it looks like Will, guys? I think it has your mustache.
Which part of it doesn't?
Oh, no. What? There's a dead me on the table?
It's not just you. Do you think this golem is about you? You're so vain.
All right, he goes over and looks.
Do you think this golem's about you?
Yeah. It's a golem of Warren Beatty.
Okay. Well, good reference. I got it.
Thank you.
I know that the song is, I guess, has that been confirmed?
I don't know.
Anyway.
It's rumored, at least.
Will goes and looks at it. So I hear the description. I guess the only thing about Will is the mustache, and he's like, it doesn't even look anything like me. It's you guys.
You are, though, slightly jealous. Rufina, you can determine that Will is slightly jealous.
Oh, is he jealous because Will doesn't have a mustache anymore?
He has a little bit of one. It's pretty patchy right now.
Hey, I fill it in with a Master of Disguise.
That's what he calls his little black Sharpie.
My Master of Disguise. Yeah, no, I totally have, like, I think, formed a fake mustache
oh, really?
On my face with my spell.
Interesting.
I can't have a patchy mustache. That looks ridiculous.
Will has the fullest mustache you've ever seen. It's literally like he has a broom on his face.
Okay, so we see that.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird. So, hey, goat. Cloven. Sorry. You're not a goat.
Goat! Cloven!
You're not a goat.
Mole! Moly, moly, moly.
What's this about?
Was what about?
Okay. Everyone get in a line so this Cloven guy can look at all of us. Presumably, Cloven, you have seen the thing under this sheet. Look at the rest of us. See any similarities?
He actually stops playing for a second. He says, what are you talking about? You guys don't look like a bunch of body parts.
Oh, you drunk
parts.
Nitwit. what what is this about? Like, what experiment is this that he's doing here? Is this Strahd's next bride?
Those leftover parts from the one down there. Just other lady parts. I don't know if he's going to use them or not.
Leftover
lady
parts?
Lady parts? You mean for Vasilka or Valaika or Balalaika? Or
whatever the fuck her name is. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Valiska?
You were right
Valkyrie?
The first time.
Vasilka. Okay.
These are leftover parts?
Leftover parts from what?
They're just different.
From making her.
Yeah, he's picking the right lady leg and the lady arm and lady face parts.
It looks like a dragon face. A turtle face. Looks like a turtle dragon.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's just a bunch of arms and legs and shit.
Oh, great.
Shit.
I love the idea that he says it normally and then he says it with a bleep.
And then 2 seconds later he hisses.
Yeah. So you're saying that you don't see and he describes what it is, dwarf legs or halfling legs, dwarf beard.
No, you guys are weird. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
wait, you don't see what we see.
Will has a flashback and looks at Nick, and I think Lank was there. And he looks at Nick and Lank, and he's like, "Remember the gallows, guys." Do you remember the gallows?
Well, while these guys are talking, can I attempt to put something in the goat's drink?
Why would you? Okay.
You think the drink might be the wine bottle that's kind of propped up against him?
Oh, that's gonna be tough. Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
What were you gonna put in his drink?
I don't know.
A cherry. Kind of
poison he got from the witches.
I'll put it in your drink, maybe.
I'm gonna kill you!
What's Lank doing?
Lank seems distracted. After the cloak went up and it didn't turn out to be an enemy to hit. He sort of is just wandering the room.
All right, well, I'm gonna go look outside. I think we've done enough here.
I'll go along to look out. So you mean
on the ramparts?
I'll go with Bathwack to check out the ramparts.
Very proud. But it's a balcony. All right. All right.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Don't they know that there are scarecrows out there? Scary scarecrows? Or I guess Will didn't tell them.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really realize that a scarecrow could do anything, but maybe I should have said something. But seeing that it was Bathwack going out first... I don't really care.
Wait, did the scarecrows have silver weapons? Is that what? How did you describe them? Not that
it's
I
like blunt there. Spears or something.
They carry spears with rusty heads.
Oh,
rusty heads.
All right, so the heavies are heading outside.
And
I'm one of the heavies.
And we're contemplating the patchwork person pieces. Does this mean that there is an individual golem of each of us somewhere from which pieces were taken?
I think, and you know, do I have to roll to make this connection?
Nope.
Okay. Will's going to say, because he's looking at Nick, and Nick, I don't know if Nick makes the same realization that he has, if he's knowingly looking at Nick and saying...
He's like kind of nodding a little bit.
Yeah, and he's just like, I think... that this might not be what we think we're seeing. I think that maybe this is, I don't know what the heck is going on, but something like this happened a while back when we were traveling and we saw ourselves.
Selves?
Wait, no, you didn't see yourself. You saw somebody else. You didn't see anybody. You didn't. I don't know if you would know. Nick is too good. Nick didn't fucking have anything bad happen to him. He was like, what? It's just a dead body. Or it was a dead woman. You thought it was a dead woman. You said a dead woman. I saw myself. Lank saw himself?
No.
Gorin saw himself.
Lank saw the face of the person he...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
...beat up, which you now know he would have seen Madeline.
Oh, my God! You saw Madeline. Okay, weird. All right, so it was... Then you saw a man. Well, whatever it was, basically... there's probably something fucking with us. right now. That's what Will says. I don't think this is real. I mean, maybe there's something real here, but Cloven is saying that he doesn't see this. He's drunk as hell, but, you know, probably if we saw somebody, you know, if we had somebody else up here. Irina, what do you see?
She says, I see a weird creature that's, like, made of your parts.
All right, well, she sees what we see, but presumably there's something going on where we're seeing certain things that other people are not seeing. So, you know.
I gotcha. Yeah.
The problem is that we're all sober.
Yeah.
Right, but I was sober when I was walking and I saw myself hanging in a gallows.
Yeah, he's saying that you need to be drunk to see what's really there.
Oh! Like Cloven. All right, get drunk, Bathwack. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, we didn't bring the wine. That's why we should have brought the wine.
Hmm. Well, oh my god.
Nick says, should we, he, like, kind of weirdly grimaces. Should we touch it? Or should we leave it alone?
I don't
Does this matter?
It. I don't.
Should we just leave?
I don't want to touch it. You touch it, Nick.
Me touch it?
Yeah, you're the one that touches stuff.
And he, like...
You're looks, full of bravery.
Yeah, he looks like he kind of, like, gathers his
You're
his
Bathwack nerve. Number two!
His eyes light up and he smiles. He's like, you're right, I can touch it! He leans over, he looks like he's about to just, like, poke the hell out of it, and then he stops himself and then slowly reaches out and gingerly touches, like, its, like, rib cage area.
Ugh. And he explodes.
Yep. No, it explodes all over you.
Gross.
As soon as he touches it, you realize that the table is covered in various female body parts.
Oh my god.
What?
And not at all what you had seen before.
Oh.
Not a cohesive form. Still definitely dead parts. Probably left over, like Cloven was saying, from the abbot's efforts in creating Vasilka.
And Will's like, right!
You were right, Will! Yeah, look!
Why would someone mess with us? We're so nice!
You're so right, Will says, and turns and walks out. Turns and goes after Lank and Bathwack.
All right.
Shitting his pants after you. The whole way. As Bathwack farted himself before Will shits himself.
All right, Nick says, Rafina, should we go?
Yeah.
You played that thing real well with that guy.
No, I didn't.
What?
Thanks for lying.
I thought it was great.
I couldn't keep up with him. I mean, he was really good.
I didn't notice.
I don't feel bad. But thanks. You're a true sport.
All right. So everybody is out on the balcony. And as I said, there's some scarecrows on both sides of the wall. Looking over, facing out, maybe to masquerade as guards, or who knows.
Oh, they're not, like, animated.
Not yet.
Don't say things like that.
Yeah, we just walk by and just knock them off the wall as we go. Bang!
Fool of a Tuck!
Let's set that straw on fire.
Everyone you knock off clatters down into the well.
Oh, Spider-Man!
So, yes.
I'd like to touch one of the spears.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
I just want to know, how old are they?
You're going to animate them.
They look pretty old. The wooden hafts are definitely weather-worn. The heads are, some of them are almost completely rust. Not much you think of use with the spears. Certainly nothing to aid you in a fight against a werewolf.
He's been out here a long time.
Unless you want to trick him and be like, hey, use this to stab me. And then he does, and you get tetanus. Alright, so you can make your way across to the other side, unless anybody else has anything else they want to do.
So this runs around both directions, clockwise and counterclockwise?
Correct, it makes a full ring around the courtyard above.
Is there anything of interest along the other side?
Both sides have the scarecrows sort of faced out over the wall, pointed outwards.
Okay.
The one to the right as you're coming out the door sort of overlooks sort of the cliff below. It's almost it's pretty close to a sheer drop below. On the left side, it just overlooks the road that leads up to the front gates. So you guys can head over if you have nothing else to the other doors.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for the lady, yeah?
Yeah.
There's one on the left, and there's one on the right of the wall over there.
So on the northern end of this, there are two doors.
So on the closer end of the eastern wing, so I guess technically the west wall of the eastern wing, there are two doors set in that wall.
So that's the east wing.
Yeah, I'll open the door that's farthest to the east.
Well, they're both... There's a left door and a right door.
But they're both east. Do you want to pick the easternmost one? The one that's most like Easter?
Easter door. I'll open what's behind door number right.
Alright. You open door number right. This looks like an old abandoned barracks. Bunk beds that have disintegrated with age lie in heaps along the walls of this moldy 30-foot square room.
Weird. Are there any, like, footlockers or anything in here?
No, there's just the beds.
Just beds, and you can clearly see that. There's nothing. Yep.
There's three bunk beds, so.
Okay.
Room for six to sleep. If there had been anything in here, it has been removed. It just seems like a room in much disuse.
Hmm.
And there's no other doors leading out besides the one you came in.
There's no footprints on the door, on the floor or anything?
Roll an investigation check. It's D&D.
I keep rolling the 17.
Well, it's like 22, right?
Yes, a 22.
You think there might be, like, some footprints, nothing fresh, nothing to indicate, like, a path through here to something that's regularly checked or anything like that.
Hmm.
Let's open the other door.
Yeah.
These are, like, right next to each other, right?
Kind of. They're maybe 20 feet apart in the wall. Okay. This one is the door number left. all right. You open up this door. And beyond, you see what kind of looks like an office. There's a wooden counter that's shaped like an L. There's some other furniture in here, but it looks fairly rotted away.
Will, I think I found a desk.
Whee!
There's a door set in the far wall away from you, leading further into the abbey. There are stairs to your right leading down.
Why would there be, maybe I'm not making a connection, but why would there be, like, an office with a barracks? Like, what did this place used to be? Like, what?
I'm guessing it was some sort of fortress.
And, like, an office? Like, just because it was, like, the colonel or something? Like, somebody who was, like, a leader of some kind? Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
That's why I'm just curious. Like, I don't know, I don't know enough about old buildings, I guess. Old castle-y kind of places. Yeah, I would totally go look at the desk, but it probably, it's like all rotten, there's probably really nothing to look at.
Yeah, I mean, the wood of the counter itself is very old and soft and easily broken. Like, you put a hand on it, on the edge, and maybe it'll lean down.
Punch it! Just kidding, I kick it over.
Punch right through it.
And I feel super strong. Look,
then
the
hand comes through and punches you back.
It's blank.
Is this the room we thought was where the lady is? Because we were supposed to knock.
I know, like, I don't understand.
Well, she punched the wall. He punched the wall.
Yeah, I punched the desk.
That's a lot like knocking.
Yeah.
It's a lot like it. Yeah.
So there's really nothing in there. I can't, like, even look in it because it's just going to fall apart.
I mean, it's not a desk, per se. It's more of a counter. So you could go around behind. There's nothing obscured, and you don't see much of anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Old
whatever this is a failed business. I am disinterested. Okay. So there's a door that goes further in or stairs that go down.
Mm-hmm.
Or up?
Down.
Down.
I want to look down the stairs because I want to see if this connects with the hallway I was in earlier.
Okay. As Will is checking out the desk, Bathwack heads down the stairs and you immediately realize that yes, this is basically was around the other corner that you had explored. That almost explored in the previous session.
Does it totally smell like poop in here, then?
You mean you hear kind of the noises from down below?
It smells like poop, doesn't it?
I mean, it smells... The overall smell is very, very musty, mildewy in this room.
Poopy.
Old.
Yeah.
Little poopy.
I mean, if it's open to the hallway down there, it must be smelling like poop. I have a very good nose. Ugh! Poop!
I smell poop!
I'm just going to tell Link, Rufina, Nick, everyone what I saw, so they all know the layout.
What'd you see? What'd
so we can go down and check out these other the rooms we didn't explore earlier, or continue back on the second floor.
Do you think that the lady is with the creature, animal people down there? Where do we think she is? How gross is it down there is really my question, because I don't want to go down there.
He said there's a room in the east wing.
A room in the east wing? Oh.
Well, so far we know that it smells like shit downstairs, and it's this up here. So I feel like it can't really be the best of rooms unless there's... Are there
it was the best of rooms.
It was the worst of rooms. I was totally going to say that too, Greg.
Are there footprints in this room besides our own? Like, were there footprints like she had to walk through to go to the opposite door?
Roll an investigation check.
All right, I'm going to roll a one now. Somebody else roll an investigation check. I rolled a one! I rolled a goddamn one! I told you.
Will falls off the ramparts.
I look for footprints and yes. I get an allergy attack. I get hives from the dust in this room.
As he's falling off the ramparts, I know what ramparts are now!
I understand!
You do not find any footprints.
There's probably like giant footprints.
There's too much scattered debris and detritus in here for you to make out anything in this area. You're also too distracted by the possibility that this counter is a desk. There should be something I can look through in here! Does anybody else want to look for anything, or...
I'm trying to think what Rufina would do. What's my cat doing?
She, has jumped up onto the counter. And it's kind of pacing back and forth along.
Good girl, she knows she's not supposed to be there. But that's what they do.
Yep. And then she sits and looks at you, and then lets out a little cat sneeze.
Aww.
Oh, are you allergic to yourself?
Psst. No, it's this fucking mold in here. It's gross in here.
Oh, it's just mold.
Rufina stops. She's like chewing on like this green thing growth that she found, thinking it'd be good in your tea.
Yeah, this is a new strain for twin tea that I haven't tried before.
It's Abby tea.
Abby
Wait a
second.
Yay. You could call it T. Abbott.
Oh, my own jokes can come back and kick me. Okay, well, I guess we should get out of here. Can you tell if there's anything else around here?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Let me see.
Pippa.
All right. So Pippa jumps gracefully off of the counter, starts stalking around the room, sniffing and looking. And she says, I think something's been through here a good number of times. Looks like back and forth from this door to this other door. There's some pretty clear footprints here.
She tells all of us, and we're all
nobody
stupid.
Can hear this.
I know,
but...
I'm just saying, like, we're all
but
just
I,
like, what?
Not Lank, I can tell what the cat is feeling.
Smug.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this, you know, there's not a whole lot of range for a cat. Cats are either pissed off or smug.
Yeah, that's right, even in their sleep.
Yeah, so she tells you this, Rufina.
Okay, all right, well, I think we need to go in that door. Can you hold your breath so that you don't breathe in the mold?
I think we all should. I think that'd be a pretty good idea.
Hey, everybody, tiptoe through the mold. We're going this way.
Should we knock on the door?
Knock on the door, of course. Not punch. Yeah. Knock.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bathwack punches through the door. All right, you knock on the door. There is no answer.
I guess no one's home. Let's go, guys.
Time to open the door.
All right, you open the door. The door is unlocked. Beyond, you see a long chamber beyond, more spacious than the ones that you've been in. It's maybe, it's 30 by, say, like 60 feet long.
So it's not 50 by 50.
It's not. I was very careful. Like, which measurements.
I heard you hesitate.
I don't want to end up sleeping in my grave tonight.
It's 51.5 by 49.5.
I considered converting 50 feet into meters.
Like, punch you in the meter.
Such a smartass.
All right. The chamber contains bed frames of wrought iron arranged in two neat rows. Cobwebs and bit of rotten mattress cling to each frame. It looks like there's a lot of beds in here, and they're very industrial, so a lot of people are kept here, maybe were tended to, maybe the sick. And there are three doors spaced along the wall to your right. You can see from here that they each have a plaque mounted upon them.
Do the footprints go anywhere in particular? Roll a blah blah blah. All right, I will. I rolled much better this time. It is a 21.
All right. You roll a 21. You do not see any footprints in the room.
Oh.
But the thing you notice is that you don't see any footprints because the floor of the room and sort of in general the surfaces in here, though old and kind of rotten, they seem surprisingly like free of like dust.
Oh.
It seems kind of clean.
Okay.
The mentee is a neat freak.
What is Greg laughing at? He caught something that I did not.
Oh, there it is.
I love that. 50 feet equals 15.24 meters. 50 feet equals 7.6 bathwax.
And I trust Alex enough to know that that's accurate. Greg!
50 feet equals 144 lengths. I love it. Aw, you guys.
You're so cute.
Will chimes in. 50 feet equals one Will's penis.
And Bathwack casts Zone of Truth.
And my penis deflects it away. Yeah. Alright, that's ridiculous. Mm. Alright, clearly a woman was here because it's clean. That's what I say. I'm just kidding.
You've deduced.
That's fucking terrible.
That could be some fucking misogynist shit from Sherlock Holmes.
So seriously, the criminal was obviously a woman because this area is clean. Plus, it seems like there were a lot of emotions in this room at one point. not a lot of logic or good at mathness. This is so stupid.
Also, there are 30 crashed cars littering the sides of the room.
Waiting for someone else.
Oh, God.
They're all parked really terribly.
Oh, misogyny is funny. Oh, man. I think we should just end it with that. We're all totally sexist. It's true. It's come
this
out.
This is the last episode.
So it's funny because like most of the fans, if you ever like look at the people that follow us or whatever, they're all totally, they're always like, you know,
stupid women.
Like women's march people. I mean, even the dudes, like, I mean, it's awesome. But I think we should just end it like that and be like, and that's how we really feel. Park my dice out.
Just imagining Eric being interviewed about this show at some point. He's like, well, our fan base is made up of really stupid fucking women.
God.
Stupid women and Vladimir Putin.
I'm crying. I'm crying. Oh my,
my stomach hurts.
So ridiculous.
And we're, I mean, like, we're all going to get lynched, so.
It's over. It's all over. Make Barovia great again, guys.
Oh, no!
I feel like we should end there. I'm not kidding.
No! Oh, my God. It'll be a terrible end. I feel like some people might not know how to take a joke, and they'll be really mad at us if we end that way.
Yeah.
We don't want them as fans anyway.
They're probably women. Ew.
They won't know we said it because their stereo broke when they crashed their car.
And they don't know how to fix it because they don't know anything about electronics. Yeah. Or car repair.
Oh man.
I'm dying.
You just don't know how to continue from there. It's clean. A woman lives here, I say.
There's no footprints because she's probably barefoot. Where's the kitchen? That's where we'll find her.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit.
Oh my God, I'm off. Hey. Oh.
I am in so much pain.
Well,
yes. So there are three doors.
And they all have plaques on them.
Yep.
All right. I hope we're in a time where we haven't taught women how to read or anything. So all you men, let's go check out these plaques. Oh my God, I hate myself. I'm a woman and I can't play this game anymore. Oh, God. All right. Anyway, I will go and look at a plaque.
All right. The first door, it says operating room.
Okay.
No women in there.
Maybe it's the operating room from that classic riddle.
Oh! Like,
no, more likely she's in there because she wrecked her car and, like, messed up her womb or whatever, you know?
That's the only part. Oh, my God. Oh, I have tears. I'm dying. Oh, I love it. I love it because I'm fucking sexist. Yeah.
Yep.
So terrible. Okay. Operating room. Mm-hmm. Next.
That's what it says.
Knock on it.
There's no answer.
Next.
The next door says nursery.
Well, that's where she is.
Ding, ding, ding.
God. Will's like looking around, like just seeing what other people are doing, because you know other people probably go in the door.
What are other people doing?
Oh, Beth, like, doubled over on the floor laughing.
He doesn't know why.
Yeah, he doesn't know why.
Lank's wondering what Bathwack put in everybody's drink.
Yeah, the fumes from that one room. There's a vent from that the mongrel folk room below. It's drifting up here.
Oh, God.
Actually, yeah, can we still hear them laughing?
It's pretty faint. The floor below seems pretty solid stone. Okay. You were able to hear them a little more from the noises in general, at least from the other room with the stairs leading up. You might have been able to pick it out, maybe. It's hard to say. There's a lot of weird noises from all the different rooms. What are people actually doing?
I'm going to walk over by Will. Seems interesting over here.
All right.
I'm following too because I can tell that Will feels interested.
I think Lank is still out on the ramparts.
Really? Actually?
He's just out there sort of thinking. I just had a whole
Greg's like, I am not part of this.
Lank's out there thinking, why do women suck so much?
For just no reason at all.
Completely out of context. He's like, oh no, I remember now. Women are awful.
These jokes are all memories Lank has.
And he's a giant douchebag. All right.
Yeah, but Lank is out on the ramparts.
Okay. Just what, smoking or what are you doing?
Just looking out at the courtyard.
Okay.
But not really looking at the courtyard. Just thinking.
Got it. Right. And the rest of you are all clumped together, like 6-year-old kids on a soccer field.
I'm like about to knock on the door, and then I realize like everyone's on my back, and I just turn around. Like, what is going on? Why is everyone right there? Does somebody else want to do this? Like, what's all right? Here I go, and he knocks.
You knock. There's no answer.
God damn it! All right. Do we want to check on these ones before? I mean, she might be in this last one. Do we want to open any of them? If everyone's right there, he'll just open it. I mean, might as well.
All right. You open the door, and you see no sign of anything that would be a nursery. No cribs or anything like that. Hmm. The room is... How big is it? It's like, I think, probably 50 by 50. No. It's like 2.7 by 2.7 bathwax. No, it's 20 feet by 20 feet. And it is stone, and it is completely bare, except for one thing, and set near the wall directly ahead of you. It is a large rack that is filled completely with gleaming, glittering weaponry.
Oh my god, yes! Yeah.
We found it!
You catch a glimpse of this. You see some, looks like some silvered edges on a bunch of them. There's different... two swords, you see a flail, a mace.
What's a flail? This is like a terrible weapon.
A flail is a ball covered in metal spikes on the end of a chain attached to a handle. Sorry, so there's two long swords, a flail, a lance, a hand axe, a halberd, a scimitar, and a mace.
Oh, no way. I would like to grab the lance and the long sword, and I'll leave my long sword and my silver warhammer.
All right.
Wait, you're going to leave your silver warhammer behind?
I don't think I can carry all this stuff.
So you grab the lance. Can you roll a d6?
Just, I just wasn't very careful, was I? 2.
All right. Roll a dexterity. Everybody but Lank, roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoops.
Lank, save us!
Is that an actual summons?
I have no idea what's happening, so I can't say anything yet, I guess.
It's d20, right?
Plus your dexterity saving throw bonus. And you guys get bonuses because of Bathwack.
Ooh, what is Bathwack's bonus?
+3.
Then I have a 13.
Okay. Everybody tell me again.
16.
13.
Alright. So Bathwack... As you grab the lance, a bolt of lightning shoots out from it.
Whoa.
Directly through your chest, and then forks out towards those behind you.
Oh.
What?
Bathwack, you take 32 points of lightning damage.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh god, we're all dead.
And you guys...
Except for Bathwack.
Alright, you both also take 32 points of lightning damage.
Good lord. Oh my god!
Irina slumps to the floor unconscious
as
the bolt of lightning flies through her. And Nick sees it coming and rolls. Takes no damage.
Whoa!
He's a cool, dodgy roll.
Awesome.
Rogue.
And we're still... We haven't regenerated from the last fight.
No. So who's... Is anyone else unconscious?
No, I'm fine.
I think I'm down to 1.
Woo! Right. I'm going to run over and heal Irina.
Oh, smoochy smooch.
Because that's what's got to happen. He's got to revive her with a true love's kiss. Because she's a princess and he's a man. That's right, guys. Oh, man.
How are you healing her? What are you doing?
10 hit points from pool.
All right.
Lay on hands, of course.
Mm-hmm. Ew. Ow. Ooh. Oh,
sorry.
Lay on hands.
Keeping with the theme.
Turtle paws.
You grant Irina some blessed hit points, and her eyes kind of flutter, and she's like, looks like she's trying to focus, and she goes, Will?
Oh my god!
And then she opens her eyes, and she sees you. What happened?
Oh my god, this is...
I'm an idiot, that's what happened.
Well, we all knew that. I'm just kidding. I don't say that. Yeah, what was that? Like, that was like what happened up in the... I wasn't there, never mind. The electric thing that happened with the wizard. I say out of character. He had that skull. It must be some kind of protection something. I don't know.
In the wine cellar that one time?
In the attic of the Baron's up in the house. Attic.
On the outside, on the door to the wizard, to Victor's room. You hear a loud... blank coming from inside.
What the shit? I turn around and look back inside. From the door to the ramparts, I have to refresh my memory. Would I be able to see them? Or just the door to the nursery?
Not really. You would have to go... because the ramparts lead into that crumbly old office. And then the door from there led into the, like, hospital-y looking room.
Bathwick?
Yeah?
What was that?
We're all bad.
Not sure. Some kind of trap?
Are you all right? Flank's on his way in.
Not great.
Oh, Flank.
The angel tricked us!
Well, good thing the guy with absolutely no healing abilities on his way.
If only the healer had healed another healer.
You're not dead yet.
I'm
almost dead yet.
Not dead yet.
If I get there, can I grab somebody who seems injured and get them out of the room?
Rafina seems the most injured.
You mean Irina or Rafina?
Rafina.
Oh, okay.
She has one hit point.
Oh, I thought Irina was knocked out.
She did, and then Bathwack just gave her 10 hit points.
Can I carry her out of the room? I don't know what happened, but I'm assuming that it happened in this room, so I'm going to get her out of the room.
Maybe. That would be a question I would ask Rafina. Can Lank pick you up and carry you out of the room?
If I can heal myself and many people, I probably should stay close to the many people who are injured. But I guess it's just me and...
Well, if you've got one hit point, but you're conscious?
I'm conscious, I think. I am, right? Because I'm talking.
Yes. You're fine. I mean,
can you all
fine,
hear me?
But... I thought that you had one hit point and were, you know, dying.
Yeah.
So, is there anybody who's clearly out and out?
No.
So why?
So then I'll just come in and say what happened.
Bathwack shocked us all.
My static electricity is terrible in this room. I shat rug.
I touched the doorknob.
Yeah.
That's it?
No. We found the silvered weapons, though.
Yeah.
Yes, that lot of good they're going to do us.
If we can get to them, I guess.
Yeah, well, so why don't we try this? What if I heal myself, everyone leaves the room, and I'll go and see if the others are trapped.
Sounds good, Bathwack! Go ahead! Will leaves the room.
Will's closing the door behind him. All right!
Wait, so Will wasn't there, right? Or he was there?
I'm confused. I got hit.
Me too, right? Because you sound very alive.
Bernard says to you in your mind, he's like, don't let him do that!
What?
He's gonna get himself killed!
No, he's fucking not. He's fine. Look at him. He's huge. He's never injured, ever. He is immune to injury. Plus, he's a giant dick.
But don't you remember the angel guy? He said there were clues.
Clues? What?
He said these were going to be dangerous, but there would be clues.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bernard just said that there were going to be clues. Apparently, we have all forgotten this. Maybe that's not the best idea, Bathwack. Typical. Are you a woman or something? Come on. Shitty ideas. No. But no, Mathwack, of course you shouldn't do that. That's self-sacrificing behavior is ridiculous. But there should be clues somewhere. Apparently, according to my bird brother, who remembers, and we all don't.
Clues? Like, what kind of clues?
I don't remember. He said there would be clues. There would be danger, but there would be clues. So maybe we should check the other room, or maybe we should check this room. Did it just happen when you touched the weapon? That is what set that
I
off?
I don't know. Wait, am I holding it now?
No.
Oh.
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 You, as soon as you came in contact with it at all.
Hmm.
Okay, I was not able to take it.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, what else is in this room? I mean, we haven't gotten shocked, presumably walking into it a little bit, so mm-hmm. there is maybe something in this room, or maybe we should go in the operating room, or the other room, maybe we should look around.
All right, yeah, let's look around.
Okay, everybody roll an investigation check.
I'm going to heal myself a bit more in the meantime.
Okay.
20! Natural
total?
20. Natural 20. 25.
5.
10.
Two.
All right. Everybody is scouring, like, the floors, like, the cracks, like, getting close to the rack. I'm assuming nobody's touching the rack or the weapons or anything.
Yeah.
Looking at maybe, like, loose mortar or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you come in, and you turn around, and you realize on the back of the door there is a piece of paper tacked there.
I was gonna say, there's just, like, an electric, like, a switch. Oh, look! We gotta turn off the shock power! Duh. Guys, we didn't think of that. Alright. I look at the paper before I take it off, just to make sure it's not gonna shock me. I'm trying to look at it closely.
It looks like, as you start to read it, it is in lyric form.
Oh.
And it looks like a set of contrived, obfuscated clues that you may need to decipher. To figure out, perhaps, how to take the weapons off of the rack.
That sounds like fun.
And we will find out what is written on that paper next time. But make sure that you don't ask a woman to help you, because women are stupid.
No, they are not! We don't think
so! Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on
Katie, iTunes. Shut up! Visit PorkFriedDice.com.
Find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through.
Hey, one less piece of audio for you to add in.
I hate
when you.
When
you edit this one.
Oh, that was a good last episode.
I know, seriously.
Can you guys remind me to heal myself next time? I'm going to forget.
I'm going
to
give you 5 hit points right now before we go.
Oh,
yeah, there we go. I'll keep that.
How can you just do that? You can just hand them out?
Yeah, well, now I can't because I just handed them all out.
How ridiculous is that? We're going to have to, like, preface that episode being like, listen.
I think it speaks for itself.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, you know.
As long as no one just starts listening for the first time ever in the middle of the race.
Right there. And also can't hear laughter, like.
Exactly.
We have a weird condition.
Oh, God.
Selective hearing, yes. Selective misogynist hearing.
Mm. Oh, what did Greg put in here? A GIF.
Another one?
Another one?
Hey, guys. At this point, Greg sent a GIF to the group in GChat of a scene in Airplane 2 when Stryker is trying to talk down Sonny Bono from blowing up the airplane, and half the passengers in the plane are literally hanging off of Stryker's back. And then Stryker moves forward suddenly and the entire group falls over like a bunch of bowling pins. And then Greg captioned this GIF by saying, Will, realizing that he's not alone as he tries the doors. We'll put the GIF on Facebook in case you want to see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yep.
Just turn around like, what the hell? Oh my God. Rufina, that's Rufina right there. Oh my God. That's
I think
amazing.
Will is this sweaty too.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, I had to create this, which is why it took me so long after the show.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's amazing.
Rufina's in the back saying, and it looks like a big Tylenol.
You also find out your cat can speak jive.
Just like Florence Henderson. Or whoever that was. Oh, wait, man, that was
Florence? I think it was someone that kind of looked like Florence Henderson.
It looks like her, yeah. I don't think it really was Florence Henderson, but I always kind of figured they were the same.
Just freaking call them
just women. Yeah.
They're just women.
They're just women.
They're all the same. All interchangeable.
Oh,
Florence
my.
Henderson, just another hole.
Man, play the ending music again.
Spend a nickel for every time I've said and heard that. They'd be from the same
hole.
Instances, because I'm the only one that says it. And I've never said it before, but I'm going to say it forever now.
No, you're not.
That's my Facebook status.
Oh my god. Punch you so hard. The problem is sometimes because you scare me. You have the driest sense of humor. So that sometimes you send things to people or like, you know, especially over the internet where you say jokes or whatever. And I'm like, I just want to be like, guys, he's really joking. It's like, but you don't understand that it doesn't always translate.
Yeah.
I'm like,
ugh. I've never ever had that problem with Eric, but maybe I'm just.
Well, I think you and Eric have like this same wavelength of humor. Like a lot of the time, like you guys are punning all the time and stuff together. It's very cute. I've listened to these episodes a million bajillion times, and I feel like it's so cute. It's, yeah, so, yeah.
The woman who speaks jive was played by Barbara Billingsley.
Barbara Billingsley.
She was June Cleaver.
Oh, my God!
That's why, yeah, that's right. I knew she was a famous TV mom. I was so close, so close.
June Cleaver. Just another hole.
Oh my god.
There's a phrase that has never been uttered in the history of it.
My god. That was the title of the final episode of Leave It to Beaver.
And the title of the final episode of Pork Fried Dice. See, oh man, I just can't even anymore. I don't even. I'm like exhausted by like being anxious about editing all. Obviously, we're gonna keep it, but like, I'm gonna be like, Eric, do I keep all this? It's terrible. And I know I made a bunch of those jokes. It's terrible. It's bad too because like I'm a girl and I'm playing a boy, so like hopefully nobody thinks that I'm like only boys can be adventurers.
The overthinking has begun.
I know. I'm
yes, it has. It has. Oh no.
Oh my god.
Don't worry, no one listens to us anyway.
How many down? We're almost at the point where the tracker for stats we use shows you how many downloads you've had over the past 90 days. Mm-hmm. So each day it updates, so it leaves off the last one.
We're
almost to 10,000.
Wow, nice.
10,000 what?
Downloads per 90 months. Days.
Whoa.
Yeah,
across
ever,
all the episodes.
There are a lot of people that listen to us, actually.
And they're all misogynist.
And now it's over.
No, now we just start generating a new audience.
Pork Fried Dice has had its Paula Deen moment.
Yeah, really. But on the flip side, we can sell our own cookware.
And it'll be appropriate because there's two women in this podcast.
Yes, that's right. And we can fry pork.
Yep. You guys can demonstrate and we'll come up with all of the business ideas and marketing and everything.
No. No.
We're all good people.
As long as you say that.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone must believe us. See, like, I have a when we were in our comedy group, we had a lot of edgy jokes. Because I think, in general, you should be able to joke about anything as long as the meaning behind it is not actually malicious. Most of the time, I think you should be able to. Mm-hmm. People have very different thoughts about that. But when I hear Abby, who fucking marches in women's marches and shit, Abby is this badass feminist bitch. And and so she's laughing at all these jokes. I don't feel as bad because we know that we also have three men who are obviously not misogynistic men either. They are very intelligent, supportive feminists. awesome guys. So yes, but still, I am...
if we were gonna analyze the like the source of the humor in that kind of joke,
yeah,
we would hate ourselves, but we would also.
Oh my god!
We'd also understand that the reason it's funny yeah. is that it's just a ridiculous idea right. to be
the
misogynist.
People make right. those jokes in yes. seriousness. All right. Well, yeah. Let's plan for next Friday.
We'll be talking then. The Friday after, we're going to be in Boston. So, yes,
me too.
After. So, Greg, we can have a reunion aww. Show. It'll be fun.
Awesome.
Better be. It's my birthday.
Kidnap Greg and bring him back here. And then we'll all live yeah. together in one big house.
We'll have a compound. Pork fried dice compound. That's my dream.
All right. There'll definitely be ramparts.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Parapet.
Watch your life.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.